From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A case challenging affirmative action in university admissions will again come before the U.S. Supreme Court. The suit was filed in 2008 by Abigail Fisher and another woman when they were denied admission to the University of Texas. Edward Bloom, director of the Project on Fair Representation, which opposes the use of race in public policy, says Fisher, who is white, hopes for more than a resolution to her own case.
She hopes that the court will decide that all future UT applicants will be allowed to compete for admission without their race or ethnicity being a factor.
In 2003, a less conservative court endorsed the use of race as a factor in higher education admissions. A judge will decide by tomorrow on whether a slander lawsuit involving Syracuse University basketball coach Jim Boeheim should be heard outside Syracuse. Former ball boys Bobby Davis and Michael Lang are accusing Boeheim of defaming them by saying they were looking to cash in on allegations of sexual abuse by former assistant coach Bernie Fine. Their lawyer says Syracuse has a lot of pull in the community, which could make finding an impartial jury difficult. Jury selection is underway in a high-profile priest sex abuse trial in Philadelphia. NPR's Jeff Brady reports an official with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia faces child endangerment charges.
For more than a decade, starting in the mid-1990s, Monsignor William Lind was the Catholic Church's point person in Philadelphia for clerical abuse allegations. It was his job to investigate claims and then, if warranted, remove priests or turn them over to police. But instead of doing that, prosecutors say he relocated accused priests, allegedly giving them more opportunities to abuse children. Lind's boss, Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua, died earlier this month, but his videotaped testimony could still be introduced during the trial. Jury selection is expected to take several weeks. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
President Obama says extending the payroll tax cut should be the beginning of congressional cooperation this year, not the end. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama is urging lawmakers to build on last week's rare example of bipartisanship.
President Obama says Americans have no patience for legislative gridlock, and he urged lawmakers to act on measures such as an administration plan to help homeowners refinance. Mr. Obama says last week's votes to extend the payroll tax cut were a good start, saving the typical family some $40 per paycheck.
More people spending more money means more businesses will be able to hire more workers, and the entire economy gets another boost.
Mr. Obama also promised to keep pursuing executive actions that don't require congressional approval, including several steps designed to boost the rural economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
U.S. stocks hovering near the 13,000 mark, which it hit today for the first time since May 2008. This is NPR. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is trying to determine if more automakers have used the same kind of defective side airbags that have prompted recalls by Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and Subaru. NPR's Craig Windham reports more than 2,700 vehicles have been recalled so far, but that number could grow.
The problem is that the side curtain airbags may not inflate completely in a crash. Regulators say the reason may be an incorrect mixture of the gas used to deploy the bags. Inadequately inflated airbags could expose occupants of a vehicle to greater risk of injury in an accident. So far, though, no injuries or deaths have been linked to the flaw. The agency has not yet publicly identified the manufacturer of the faulty airbags, but industry analysts say there's a good chance other automakers may use them too. The recall so far involves some Toyota RAV4s, Nissan Altimas and Versas, Honda Accords, Civics and Crosstours, and Subaru Legacies and Outbacks. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Red Cross is calling for a ceasefire for 2 hours a day in the Syrian crisis to allow humanitarian groups to deliver emergency supplies to the wounded and sick. So far, those Syrian troops are keeping up their bombardment. Members of the opposition reported heavy shelling again in the city of Homs. That's where troops have been trying to root out rebels for more than 2 weeks. Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed the 13,000 mark for the first time since May 2008 today before pulling back a bit. 13,000 does not indicate any significant shift in trading, but analysts say 13,000 is an important psychological milestone. This comes after news that Greece had secured a second international bailout. This is NPR News.